Chapter 4, The Law of Falling. The captain continued, "This happened in the year 185 by objective time calculation. Saint Venema had been taken for his merits from the planet Suot to the holy planet Purgatory, where after familiarizing himself with his new surroundings and new duties, he devoted all his free time to his favorite work. This favorite work was to try to discover what new phenomena could be obtained from various combinations of lawful phenomena already existing. Sometime later, in the course of his observations of cosmic laws, Saint Venema made a discovery which afterward became famous and which he was the first to call the Law of Falling. Saint Venema formulated this cosmic law as follows. Everything existing in the world falls to the bottom. The bottom for any part of the universe is its nearest stability. And this stability is the point toward which all the lines of force from all directions converge. The centers of all the suns and planets of our universe are precisely such points of stability. They are the lowest points of that region of space toward which forces from all directions of the given part of the universe inexorably tend, and where they concentrate. Each of these points is also a center of gravity that enables suns and planets to maintain their proper places. Saint Venema stated further that when an object, wherever it may be, is dropped into space, it tends to fall on one or another sun or planet, depending on which sun or planet this part of space belongs to, that sun or planet being for the given region the stability or bottom. Starting from this, Saint Venema, continuing his research, reasoned as follows. If this is so, could not this cosmic property be utilized for the locomotion we need between the spaces in the universe? And from then on, he worked along that line. His further saintly labors showed that although in principle this was possible, in fact, the law of falling alone could not be employed fully to achieve this purpose, for the simple reason that the atmospheres surrounding most of the cosmic concentrations would hinder the direct falling of the object dropped in space. Having established this, Saint Venema turned his whole attention to finding some means of overcoming the atmospheric resistance to ships constructed on the principle of falling. And 3 luniases later, Saint Venema did find such a means, and as soon as a suitable vessel had been completed under his direction, he went on to practical trials. This construction had the appearance of a large chamber, the walls of which were made of a special material, somewhat like glass. On every wall of the chamber were fitted, so to say, shutters, made of material impervious to the rays of the cosmic substance, Elekil Pomagtitsen. And these shutters, although set close to the walls, could slide freely in any required direction. Within the chamber was placed a special battery, which generated and supplied this substance, Elekil Pomagtitsen. I was present myself, Your Right Reverence, at the first experiments in which Saint Venema tested the principle he had discovered. The whole secret lay in this. When rays of Elekil Pomagtitsen were made to pass through this special glass, they destroyed everything in their path that that the atmosphere of planets is usually composed of, such as air, gases of all kinds, fog, and so on. This part of space became absolutely empty, without resistance to pressure, so that if even an infant being gave this enormous structure a push, it would move as lightly as a feather. On the outer side of this peculiar structure were appendages like wings, which were set in motion by this same substance, Elikil Pomaktitsin, and gave the impetus to move this immense structure in the required direction. And so, when the results of these experiments had been approved and blessed by the Commission of Inspection under the presidency of the Archangel Adosia, the construction of a big ship on these principles was begun. The ship was soon ready and commissioned for service, and this type of ship gradually displaced all the systems that had existed before. Later, Your Right Reverence, the inconvenience of this system became more and more apparent. Nevertheless, it continued to be used exclusively on all the lines of trans-space communication. It cannot be gainsaid that the ships constructed on this principle were ideal in atmosphereless spaces and moved there with almost the speed of the Etzikolnianachnian rays issuing from planets. Yet, when they approached some sun or planet, it became real torture for the beings directing them, as much complicated maneuvering was necessary because of this same law of falling. For as soon as a ship came into the atmospheric medium of some sun or planet that it had to pass, it immediately began to fall toward that sun or planet. And as I just said, great care and considerable knowledge were needed to keep the ship from falling off its course. While the ships were passing near any sun or planet, their speed often had to be reduced hundreds of times below their usual rate. It was particularly difficult to steer them in any sphere where there was a large aggregation of comets. Great demands were therefore made upon the beings who had to direct these ships, and they were prepared for their duties by beings of very high reason. But in spite of these drawbacks, the system of St. Venema, as I have already said, gradually replaced all the previous ones. The ships of this system of St. Venema had been in existence for 23 years when it was first rumored that the great Angel Hariton had invented a new type of ship for intersystem and interplanetary communication.